Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo!
Yay.
Hey.
I hear a girl.
Oh, it's been so long.
I know. Hey, it's Christy.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back. Yes, our first returning guest.
Yes.
Believe it or not. I don't know. Everybody else had
Everyone was clamoring for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I meant.
Bring her back.
Yes, bring her back. Bring her back.
Yeah, they're chanting.
Yeah.
Outside our window.
It's hard to sleep when there's all these people. It's like the Beatles, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
so I need, like we're just there. Need to do this.
Yeah, yeah,
now they can finally crowds. Stop.
Yes,
yeah,
please
exactly.
stop. No. She's back. All right. Yay. So what are we talking about today?
I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Not what I asked, but what are we listening to today?
A song.
Oh, yeah? What song?
I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
Well, okay, calm down, Charlie. What are we listening to?
I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
That's not what I'm talking about.
It's off Weird Al's first album.
Oh, yeah, that song.
Yes, exactly. 1983. Yeah. Just try to move on.
Golf clap.
Thank you.
Golf clap.
Don't encourage him. This is the longest song off of this album.
Yes, it is.
And that means this is the last song off this album we're going to talk about.
We have now completed
the first album.
First album.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we haven't because we still haven't talked about it. Well, we will soon
by the end
have
of
completed.
This.
Yes.
Well,
we're anticipating.
Yeah. Yes, anticipating.
When is now going to be then?
Just then.
Okay.
Just now.
Oh.
We missed it. Ah.
Anyways. yeah, this is a fun song. Like,
it really is.
And it actually, the accordion in this was refreshing, and I think it's because we haven't heard a lot of accordion in the last couple of songs that I was just like, oh yeah. But then I remembered that if I were listening to this album, the entire thing would be accordion. So wouldn't it be quite as special? Like, does that make sense?
Sure, no? Charlie.
Okay.
It wouldn't stand out as much.
But,
exactly.
But this song, I think what you're trying to say is it really, really rocks in this song. It works.
Yeah.
This is one of those songs where it's not like distracting at all. It's not like, why is he using an accordion? This song just really rocks all around. For this first album, I mean, the drumming is definitely on point. It's a fun, fast-paced song. The accordion just, like I said, just really rocks in the song.
I feel that there's not a lot of instruments he's not using
in
this song.
A little ukulele in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably play that part.
Probably.
Yeah. She's a uke person.
I'm a uker.
She got the uke. Yeah.
But not Bob Uecker.
You're not Bob Uecker.
Or a uker player.
Yeah.
Like the card game, no.
There you go.
Jesus. Okay. It's interesting because I think part of it is because it's such an original composition.
Yeah.
And it's not really even a style parody of anything, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
No.
The accordion does it, and that's the perfect time for an accordion, is because it's like, oh, it's not there. Like, if you tried to play an accordion with, like, say, a Michael Jackson song or something, it would be like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's strange. I'm not sure what that choice was.
Yeah.
But in this one, it's just like, yeah, that's cool.
It really works in the song.
Yeah.
It's composed with it in mind.
Well,
yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
This is him and his band just shredding it.
Yeah.
The accordion.
Shredding the accordion.
This is another one of those songs that he's had for a while. He actually has there's a home demo version of this song.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily sound any that different, but it's interesting. It does also feature two people, Sue Lubin on vocals and Joe Early on bass.
Okay.
And both of them played those songs for the demo of this, but not the actual recorded one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing about this song.
Really?
As far as I know, he's never really talked about this song.
Huh.
The closest we get is, I couldn't find the actual article from the Philadelphia Inquirer, but there's a quote, and I believe it's from Weird Al, who says that this is sort of a rejection of the stereotypical attitudes and accoutrements of the hippie, yuppie lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is
like being from Southern California at that time, it's like, he's like, no, I'm not going to be one of those people.
And yeah.
That's exactly what the song is.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the pop culture stuff that was happening at the time, and him just being like, no, that's okay. Let me go.
No, no Redwood Hot Tubs, Joni Mitchell. No, forget that stuff.
Which is a really interesting thing. Like, no, don't chill out. You know what I mean? Like, don't relax. Just go hardcore.
I think I always thought this song is like potentially the most autobiographical of all of his songs, because you really see this is his point of view at that time. This is not him playing a character. This is Weird Al's anthem. He's like, no, I am not going to conform. I am not going to settle down. This is who I am. I'm this weirdo with an accordion. You know, if you don't like it, bite me. You know, that's basically his attitude at that time. He was kind of, like I said, a lot of people say Weird Al was really, like, actually punk.
Yeah.
You know, he's, in his own way, he was very punk at the beginning. And this is his, like, screw you. I'm not going to, you know, lose
he's
your
not
career,
down,
down
with the establishment.
Exactly. I am who I am, and, you know, take it.
Yeah. What do you think of the song?
I like it. I have to say that my experience with Weird Al is kind of like a finite little area. I have like four major albums that I've listened to, and this actually introduced me to something I didn't hear before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I never listened to his first album.
Oh, okay.
It's totally okay because you've probably heard songs off the album. I mean, you can't not have heard Ricky, Rocky Road, Happy Birthday, Bologna, and Another One Rides the Bus.
Yes,
and
I have heard those.
Yeah, so that's basically that first album in terms of like important stuff.
But I never, like the other two, when N3D came out, I went to the record store and I bought it.
Yeah.
But
interesting, okay.
I didn't go any back any further.
Huh.
Okay. Or that was in the middle.
Your launching off point. You didn't look back.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So this is the first time I'd really heard the song. It's really I like his original songs. I love his parodies, but I like his original songs. And this was very good. Like, I could run to this.
Yeah.
It's
you can keep a good pace.
Fast paced, yeah.
And you wouldn't be mellow because you'd be running.
Yeah.
I don't really like to jog.
No, this is running like something's chasing you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Nice.
This is sort of the prequel to Dog Eat Dog. You know what I mean? Like he's working too hard, and then he gets the Dog Eat Dog, and he's like, oh, wait, maybe that's crazy.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't see that, but okay.
I'm trying to make up content now.
Okay.
So,
wow.
It's a new perspective.
Yeah, yeah. But I like there's this weird like Irish jiggy kind of.
Yeah.
Beginning to it?
Yeah, I had never gotten that until you mentioned it. Yeah, yeah. That really does sound like, some beginning of some Irish punk song and the beginning of some, like, well, what's I can't think of the name of the director now. I had it for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, they make a bunch of Irish type movies, like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
That's Madonna's husband.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like a beginning of a Guy Ritchie.
I had to
film.
Say it was Madonna.
I couldn't think of it. Anywho, yeah, that kind of like feel at the very beginning, like you expect a bar fight to break out at the beginning of the song. Yeah.
And then it switches, like, and then halfway through, there's the uke solo that's just sort of like a breakdown of everything that's going on. It's just a fun song. Yeah. Like, it's creative
that's a great moment
and interesting. And I could totally see, like, last time we talked about the idea of leper colony.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a party at a leper colony.
Exactly. Having that, but not listening to the lyrics, just the music, and having it like that as a party tune.
Yeah.
I think this would be a fun party tune if you just like didn't have the lyrics and people just, because there's a little bit of a change in the middle of it, and it's just upbeat music, and it's just sort of like, it's almost like a party tune. And then, but if people listen to it too closely, they would get wrapped up in the like comedy of it all. And it's just like, no, just enjoy the music for what it is.
It is very good music in this song.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with John.
Oh, yeah.
His drumming is really good.
And this is the first album, so I mean, like, not everything is as ship-shape and, like, easy as it is in later albums. They're still finding themselves and doing the demos and stuff.
Yeah, but it's still pretty polished sounding.
That's how I was saying. Like, for their first album, really, even back then, they're showing off how great of a band they really are.
Yeah.
So. And I feel like this song feels more polished than some of the other ones on this album.
I agree.
And then some of that is because he tried to go with, like, I think he wanted some of the originalness of Another One Rides a Bus and Bologna to feel that sort of like recorded in a bathroom kind of, or on the Dr. Demento show kind of feel. And this one is a little bit more, I'm actually in the studio now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Lyrically, what do you think?
Ah, fantastic lyrics. Just like so much goodness in the song. It's very descriptive. Like you said, it really just paints a picture of like
late 70s, SoCal.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I think it's fantastic. It's hard to pick a favorite lyric. Are you asking for favorite lyrics or just lyrics in general?
Just lyric in general. We'll move on to favorite lyrics. Yeah. Or you can say favorite lyrics now and we'll talk about other ones.
I don't want to say the most obvious favorite lyric. I think everyone has. I'm going to let one of you two take it. If not, I'll get to it later. But I always like, you know, like, I don't need a course in self awareness to find out who I am. It's very. True, like I know who I am, like, you know, I like that. So much. I already said, like, the Redwood Hot Tub is like so like cool, like the
Joni Mitchell 8-track.
Yeah, that was gonna be mine.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, because... I don't want to say too many because
I actually had an 8-track player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Did you have any Joni Mitchell on it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Nice. There you go.
And John Denver.
Nice.
Yeah.
Joni there you go.
Joni
there.
Mitchell. That's your favorite lyric then?
Okay. Yeah, that definitely is up there.
Nice. How about
you? Because that just put a whole picture in my
did
head.
The, yes. Did the Muppets John Denver Christmas ever come out on 8-track?
Probably.
That would be interesting. It might have been late enough.
No,
that
it was late enough. It went straight to like albums.
Yeah. No. I used to listen to it on my parents' album all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think it was. I think 8-tracks were such a short period of time. Yeah. But of course, my parents were like on the cusp of everything. So we had a Pinto with an 8-track player, and we had an 8-track player in my parents' bedroom.
Yep. Oh, fancy.
So we had the Carpenters, Joni Mitchell, and John Denver.
Wow. Yeah, my parents had the 8-track player in their room as well.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a very mellow household.
Yes.
Very mellow.
my favorite one is, I lost it.
Oh.
You have plenty of time to be low key when you're laid out on the slab.
Neither one of you took my voice. I'm going to continue with mine. So I was going to say the rest of mine. I don't need a course in self-awareness to find out who I am. And I'd rather have a Big Mac or a Jumbo Jack than all the bean sprouts in Japan.
Yeah.
That's me to a T. I love that lyric. I completely relate to that. So yeah, that's my favorite lyric of the song.
I had to look up.
I'm not sure when you would snag that one.
I had to look up what a Jumbo Jack was.
Oh, Jack in the Box. It's a California thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You didn't really get East Coast. But I lived right down the street from a Jack in the Box when I was about the time this song came out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, not came out. I was when he was putting together all of his stuff, probably.
Yeah.
When he recorded it. But yeah.
See, my favorite was the Frisco Burger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Frisco Burger.
Yeah, because we had a Jack in the Box down the street, too.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, wasn't that Hardee's or Carl's Jr.?
No, it was Jack in the Box had a Frisco Burger.
Okay. So does Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. They have Frisco
they
Burger
stole
as well.
It.
They probably
they
did.
They stole
Forget
it.
Them. Thieves.
I've just had an In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
But I liked a Jumbo Jack when I was little. Yep.
Really?
I wasn't a Big Mac kind of guy. I mean, we kind of, later, but when I was, living in California with the SoCal lifestyle, that Jumbo Jack was the way to go.
Dude. So it's a fun little ditty.
Yep.
Like especially as one of his early ones.
Oh,
It's fun, but and enjoyable, but the music's solid and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much to say about this song.
It's like you said, it's not really a style parody, so you can't really talk about influences. It's just really cool, original, fun song.
Yeah. And we'll just have to hope that he talks about it on the tour a couple of times.
He hasn't played this one, has he?
I don't think he has.
I think this is one of the ones he hasn't played.
There's a couple, but yeah, hopefully, maybe. I mean,
if he hasn't played it by now, he's probably not good.
Yeah, that's the sad part. Yeah.
Probably because he's a vegetarian now, and there's a couple lines.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Hypocritical lines for him now. People have called about the Jumbo Jack line every now and then. He's like, I wrote this when I was like, 20?
Yeah. Something like that. No, I don't. And especially now, like, it's like a historical piece. It's not,
it's a classic. Yeah.
He should bring it out. If he has, I just really can't remember if I've seen it or not on the list. Yeah. I don't think I have.
That's okay.
I could be wrong, though. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway.
About you being wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do that every week at the end of the week. We talk about all the time Steve was wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long half hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anywho, I'm often wrong.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. You've Every lived through this more than I have, so.
You call me old again, aren't you?
No. You just were into Owl a lot more than I was at the time.
Yeah.
So, ratings.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. It's... Come back to me.
Okay.
Oh,
Christy?
Okay, that means me. my recent exposure to the song...
Yeah,
there are still some others I just love so much better. Where are we on a scale of 1 to 5, right?
Yep.
I would probably give it about a 3. It's a good
Yeah.
It's a good solid song. Not one of my favorites. But definitely a solid song.
Yeah. I think I'm agreeing with you. It's a 3. It's a solid song. I too am relatively new to it, honestly. Not as new as some of those songs we did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I don't remember liking this one originally, but listening to it again, it definitely is like, it's groovy. What I mean? Like, and it's, and it's less about the lyrics almost like it's just a good piece of music, I think. So.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with you guys. I'm going higher.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which direction.
I was thinking about other songs on this album, like what I gave, because I remember I really liked Stop Dragging My Car Around, and I gave that, I think, a 4.5 or something like that. And this I like almost as much. So I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
I almost went 4.5, but like I like Stop Driving My Car Around just a little bit more. All right. But this is one of my favorite songs on this album. So
that averages to a 3.333. We dragged them down.
Oh, yeah, four. I really, really like this song. It's always been one of my favorites. And yeah,
awesome.
Cool.
All right, thanks. Nice, quick episode. You know how to find us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're all Yankovics. Or call 302-72-WEIRD and leave a message for us about either what you think about this song or anything else Weird Al related.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Don't need a course in self-awareness to find out who I am. And I'd rather have a Big Mac or a Jumbo Jack than all the bean sprouts in